Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. We are up to number 10, step 10, which is in the Magnetic Will blog. And we're up to number 3, what's it called? Part 3, steps 9 to 12. And this is step 10. The magnetic will is an attitude. Now, when you meet people who have achieved some level of global success, you feel and you experience their presence in a beautiful way. You experience a confidence, and that confidence becomes an attitude, which is sort of hedging on the verge of I take no bullshit. However, the most important thing about a magnetic attitude is that it's not violent or aggressive. It is can be dismissive. It can be dismissive, yes. It can be isolative. In other words, I'm not going to give you energy or time. What the most important thing about a magnetic attitude is that you avoid the things that drain magnetism, drain energy, drain your spirit. I've met over the course of my lifetime in coaching, over 40 years now, I've met a lot of people who have had their spirit die. Their spirit they're trying really hard to live, but their spirit is dead. And basically, when your spirit dies, and when your energy and your enthusiasm dies, it's because your attitude is shit. Your attitude is grumpy, critical. It's righteous. It's negative. It's doubtful. It's uncertain and grieving and wishing the past was different. So, in creating a positive attitude, or let's say a magnetic attitude, we have four clear and categoric statements that we make and you can make when you follow inner wealth. They are four: gratitude, presence, certainty, and love. Now, let's go through them. Gratitude. Absolutely, without any shadow of doubt, what gratitude means is the ability to smile at the past. If you've got anything, any event, any transaction, any complication, any circumstance, any person, any event in the past to which you cannot smile in a loving way, I'm talking about a loving smile, a warm, friendly, kindly smile, a warm, friendly, generous smile. If you cannot be generous, warm, friendly, and smile about the past, you are missing gratitude. And it's like having a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, for your energy. The second part of the attitude of magnetism is presence. Now, presence means you're both enthusiastic to be doing what you're doing, and you're interested in doing what you're doing, because what you're doing is building a goal. They're your material aspirations to, you know, be a good guy and or a good woman, or build a family, or have money, or get a new job. You're interested in what's going on right now because it connects to something your ego or you want. That's great. However, if your spirit isn't engaged, if your heart and soul isn't in it, there is no way on earth that it's going to manifest. There is no such thing as a half-hearted success story. Never been one, never will be one, never can be one. And half-hearted, as we covered off a little bit in the last podcast on this topic, was that if something inside of us doesn't want it, and something outside of us, our mind, does want it, we have the greatest war that the earth has ever seen, and it ends up being a cellular war in your health. So let's say that your enthusiasm can't be faked. If you go, I'm really enthusiastic about that, and you're enthusiastic about 24 hours, and then all of a sudden the enthusiasm's gone, you really know you're bullshitting yourself and your spirit's dead. Now, a dead spirit, which is something that means you can't turn up. You can't turn up right here, right now. You're thinking about the past, you're worrying about the future. Thinking about the past, so you can't turn up. You can't turn up and arrive in this moment means your spirit's dead. It's gone AWOL. It has evaporated. Because your mind can go in the past, your mind can go in the future, but there's nothing in the present your mind can do. Your mind worries about the future, is designed to build the future. Your mind worries about the past, is designed to get away from it or be thankful for it, but your mind can't be here. When you are here, present, your mind is being told what to do, and your mind is actually your slave, so to speak. And to have a mind that's available in the present, your spirit, your energy must be here, right here. Your enthusiasm must be right here. Now, if you can't be right here, right now, if you can't turn up, happy, bored, sitting still, relaxed in the moment, chillaxing, back straight, body full of energy, abs drawn in a little bit, neck back, shoulders back, head up, chin in, eyes completely in the, looking out to the sides, with a soft eyeball, with a small smile in your mouth. If you can't sit there and sit in that position and just enjoy the moment, because your mind jumps in, your mind can only jump in if your spirit or your energy or enthusiasm is absent. So it's a checklist. It's a way of actually saying, am I turning up present? The next one in the list is certainty. Now, certainty cannot come from the heart and soul. Certainly cannot come from the heart and soul. You have certainty that you have a heart and soul. You have a certainty that you have it. And you have a certainty that you feel something. It certainly comes from the construct of the mind. And the mind, as you've probably read in many books, is subject to this thing called placebo. If it believes it, it goes looking for information to validate it. So when we're doing life change and we're dealing with the subconscious mind or the conscious mind, what we're trying to do is sell to the subconscious and the conscious mind that something is worth going for. Those things are called affirmations. Now, I'm sure you know this, but if you sit down on a chair and you say, I'm stupid, I'm stupid, I'm stupid, I'm stupid, I'm stupid, I'm stupid, or someone tells you you're stupid, you're stupid, for just 2 weeks, you'll eventually start looking for and finding validation of that statement. If at the same token you sit down and go, I'm a winner, or I'm a champion, I'm a champion, I'm a champion, I'm a champion, you will search and you will find, this is called placebo, you will find information to validate it. So I'm suggesting it might be a really, really good idea that the things you say to yourself, the things you repeat to yourself, should be and would be wise to be injected into your thinking process, rather than just allow thinking to default to whatever is being absorbed from whatever TV ad, Netflix show, or dark book you're reading, whatever source, and let your mind rattle away like an out of control locomotive down a railway track. Inject into your mind the things, the placebos, the things that you want, the things you're going to have, and inject into your mind the statements that will search for and find validation of what you're looking for. That's certainty. Love, well, it's too big a topic to broach here right now. But if you can't use the word love in sentences every paragraph of your talk with somebody, that's really sad, because ultimately it's a very powerful concept. To do what you love, love what you do, and be paid a lot for it is one of the most important precepts of inner wealth. And the work we do is helping people do what they love and love what they do and be paid extraordinary amounts of money for it. That's doable. That's absolutely doable. And everybody that I've coached for an extended period of time ends up doing what they love, loving what they do, and getting paid extraordinary amounts of money for it. Now, in the process of getting there, it's an arm wrestle, because the ego comes up. Well, how will it affect the family? How will it affect my health? How will it affect this? There's all this to negotiate. And I understand that these things need to be negotiated, but just bear with me for a second. A balanced person is balanced in all 7 areas of life. A loving person who's doing what they love is doing what they love in all 7 areas of life. It's not a compensatory process. It's not saying I'm going to love my work and hate my life, or I'm going to hate my life and love my work, or I'm going to love my life and hate my work. It's a process of saying I'm going to divide the world up into seven areas just for convenience. That's not how it's divided, but that's for convenience. And I'm going to make sure inside that segment of my life, I am going to love it. I'm going to love the support and challenge of a relationship. I'm going to love the support and challenge of work. I'm going to love the support and challenge of my health. I'm going to love the support and challenge of my financial circuit. I'm going to love the support and challenge of my social, mental areas of life. And I'm going to love support and challenge because it's very spiritual. Now, if the definition of love for you is not support and challenge, you're going to find it very hard to find balance in all seven areas of life. And you're going to find it very hard to bring love into the magnetic mindset that we've just explained, the magnetic attitude. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.